Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Wake County school leaders will meet later today to talk about school safety, how this comes on the heels of multiple incidents where students brought guns to campus.
And it's another very pleasant start this morning. We're going to talk about another quiet day before the weekend looks rather interesting with a potential coastal low. I'll show you that.
The budget battle clears another hurdle with lawmakers reaching a deal. Now they are preparing to vote. This morning, we are breaking down what it includes and what's been taken out of it. 4:30 is the time on our Wednesday. We've reached the midweek point here. We're glad you're making us part of your routine. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Who else is loving these cooler mornings, warm afternoons? Let's just keep it going for another day, shall we? Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with a look outside. Yeah, it's nice out there. I noticed, though, when I was walking in, there was a lot of cloud cover, a lot more than there was yesterday. So we'll see that at sunrise. But as we get closer to lunchtime, we should see those clouds breaking up pretty quickly with a partly cloudy afternoon. 63 is our current temperature around the Triangle area with a dew point of 58. So both of those numbers are a little bit higher than they were yesterday. But it still feels very pleasant outside. 59 in Clinton, 55 in Roxborough, 57 in Southern Pines, but it's 63 in Durham, Raleigh, and Fayetteville, and 60 degrees in Rocky Mount. We take a look at our hour-by-hour forecast. It's nice and quiet once again. We're in the 70s at lunchtime with highs in the mid-80s. We hit 84 yesterday, and that's our forecast again for today with partly cloudy skies. Today and tomorrow stay dry, but we are still tracking that system that's likely to develop off the coast of Florida. It still only has a 30% chance of developing into a tropical system, but whether it has tropical characteristics or not, it is still likely to bring us rain and some windy conditions for the weekend. You can see the position potentially there at 6 p.m. on Friday. You can see the rain across much of our viewing area, especially eastern North Carolina. That rain with us for much of the day Saturday, but the models are now in good agreement that it pulls away from us during the day on Sunday, and we'll see at least dry conditions, maybe some lingering cloud cover. We'll talk about how much rain and the winds that we could see with this coming up. Elizabeth, thank you. From guns being found on campus to school threats, safety concerns are rising for parents, students, and teachers in Wake County. Today, officials will come together to discuss ways to take action to keep people safe. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live to explain what is up for discussion. Kelsey, good morning.
Renee, good morning. Wake County school leaders will be meeting here at the board to talk about more ways to keep your students safe in the classroom. School safety is a topic that's always been top of mind for both parents and school leaders, but recently it's become even more at the forefront. Just last week, a student brought a gun to campus at Lead Mine Elementary. A Raleigh woman was arrested and charged with a felony for helping a minor bring a gun to school. And back in February, WRAL reported that a mother was arrested after her son brought a gun to Wendell Middle. And dozens of school threats happened across campuses throughout the district in the spring. And today's meeting also comes after a move from the district this year to create a new visitor management system. So whenever guests come to school campuses, they will check into an iPad and get a quick background check before they're allowed in. And today's meeting is scheduled for this afternoon at 4 p.m. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Cary.
Also today, UNC's Director of Student Affairs will speak at a meeting of the state's Safer Schools Task Force. This comes after the deadly shooting on UNC's campus last month and the gun scare that happened there 1 week ago. Both incidents resulted in lockdowns on campus, and they've raised concerns about mental health and trauma among students.
State lawmakers have reached a deal on the budget after removing the controversial expansion of gambling from the plan. This is a live look at the General Assembly on the right side of your screen right here, where the House and Senate plan to vote on the $30 billion budget tomorrow and Friday. Medicaid expansion remains a part of the deal, a key part of that budget deal. But the gambling component had caused a rift among Republicans, making it impossible for them to reach a deal. House Speaker Tim Moore said leaders decided they could no longer let casinos hold up the other key issues.
Clearly, there were differences of opinion, and at the end of the day, we felt like this issue and no one single issue should hold up a budget. So collectively, it was determined to go ahead and move forward with the budget.
Raises for teachers are in. It'll be 4% of the next 2 years. For the state employees, it's 3%. Legislative leaders say they expect the budget to pass with the support of all Republicans and some Democrats.
Durham City Councilwoman Monique Holsey-Hyman plans to speak out today after being exonerated. Holsey-Hyman was accused of offering her support for a project in exchange for campaign donations. However, the FBI says it found no evidence of extortion or bribery. The Durham District Attorney says there's no probable cause to pursue charges against her. This stems from Holsey-Hyman's discussions with developer Eden's Investments. The president of that company accused the councilwoman of offering her vote for a project in exchange for a donation to her campaign. Holsey-Hyman says she'll make an announcement at noon today at Durham City Hall.
Today we'll learn more about the arrest in a rape case from more than 25 years ago in Fayetteville. Officials will hold a news conference today at 1 to talk more about how they used DNA evidence to arrest 55-year-old Linford Moore in connection with a 1997 rape. He was taken into custody Monday in Hope Mills. Moore is charged with first-degree rape, kidnapping, and felony breaking and entering.
An Apex man is charged with murder after his wife's body was found in Jordan Lake. Chatham County investigators say Omar Dravik threw Hadil Hikmet's body off a bridge and into the lake. It happened in August. Deputies had suspected foul play and searched the couple's home in Apex and another home in Raleigh. Dravik is being held without bond at the Chatham County Detention Center. His next court date is scheduled for September 25th.
A local family was forced out of its home after a fire broke out. This happened on Misty Grove Circle in Morrisville. This is video from the WREL Breaking News Tracker. The fire chief tells WREL the fire started in the kitchen. No one was hurt.
The Federal Reserve wraps up its two-day benchmark meeting today. It's expected to give us a better outlook on what we'll be dealing with as we near the end of the year. This includes interest rates for mortgages and credit cards. WREL's Laura Levine joins us live, and Laura spoke with an economist about how today's decision will impact our wallets one way or another. Laura, good morning.
Renee, good morning. Yes, right now we are at a gas station here in Cary where the price is at $3.65. Gas is just one of those elements that we look at when we're talking about how much more money people are spending or taking out of their pockets. So we know with inflation, the economy, it has been a tough year for a lot of people. Today, the feds will wrap up a two-day meeting and we'll get a quarterly update on what is expected for several of those key indicators, including interest rates, gross domestic product, inflation, and unemployment. After 11 rate hikes since March 2022, economists believe the U.S. Central Bank will choose not to raise its benchmark borrowing rate. NC State economist Mike Walden tells us the economy is holding steady for now.
Last June of 22, we were looking at a 9% year-over-year rate. Now it's in the 3% range. They want to get to 2%. But I think they've been pleased with the trend. I think they also think while the evidence seems to indicate clearly, the economy is growing.
He also said that although the economy is growing, it's growing at a much slower pace than many of those lawmakers and the feds are desiring at this time. So today we'll see what happens when that interest rate decision is made at 2:30 this afternoon. Laura Levine, WREL News. We're live in Cary.
Thanks, Laura. 365 where she is. According to AAA, the national average for gasoline, $3.88 a gallon. That's the highest price since October of last year. New numbers this morning show North Carolina's average $3.51. This time last year, it was $3.35.
Today could be the last day you'll ever have to work. That's if you hit the Powerball jackpot. As of this morning, the jackpot is an estimated $672 million. It could grow even bigger before tonight's drawing. Now, if you win and take the lump sum, it would be about $320 million before taxes. This is the third largest Powerball jackpot of the year. You can watch the drawing live on WREL.
Parents, you want to hear this and you want to double check your vehicle before packing up the kids into it this morning. What a new study reveals about the safety of your minivan and the protection they provide for children.
And if you've recently had surgery and went under anesthesia, you may have received a pelvic exam you did not consent to. What doctors suggest about your rights and these unauthorized procedures.
And coming up on 440 right now, we'll give you a live look downtown Raleigh. In all its glory this morning on a Wednesday, Elizabeth Gardner is in the WREL Severe Weather Center tracking a cool and pleasant start to our day.
From From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
443. It's a pleasant morning out there. We do have a bit more cloud cover than we did yesterday, and that's kept our temperatures a little bit warmer, but still very pleasant. 60 in Wilson right now, 63 in Durham, and 63 in Fayetteville. The whirligigs here in Wilson are practically still, so it's just a nice, calm, quiet, very pleasant-feeling morning. So temperatures, like I said, be in the 60s, low to mid-60s heading out. Some cloud cover to start with, but it will be partly cloudy this afternoon. Exercise planner still on track for feeling really nice out there. Temperatures might dip into the 50s. Briefly, but mostly we'll see 60s this morning, mid-70s at lunchtime, and high of 84 this afternoon, very similar to what we ended up seeing yesterday. Tomorrow stays dry, but we're still on track to have at least a partially wet weekend. I'll go over the scenarios coming up.
The UNC graduate student accused of shooting and killing his professor may not be mentally fit to stand trial. That's according to a doctor. Tyler Chi appeared before a judge yesterday in Hillsboro. He's accused of killing Professor Zijin Yin on August 28th. Now, the state will commission a second mental evaluation for him.
The organizers of Raleigh's Christmas parade are asking the city to reconsider allowing vehicles and floats. The executive director of Shop Local Raleigh made the appeal to city council yesterday. Last Thursday, city leaders denied the parade's permit, citing safety and legal concerns after an out-of-control pickup truck pulling a float killed an 11-year-old dancer after losing its brakes during last year's parade. One day later, on Friday, they compromised to allow the parade, but without vehicles or floats.
What we've put in place for requirements and regulations will be much more comprehensive. The safety, the level that we're presenting, we're prepared to handle that and to have safety consultants on site to do those inspections. And I think having permitted other events that don't meet those requirements regulations, it just sets a very unfair precedent in the city.
Other requirements parade organizers are asking the city to put in place include safety inspections the day of the parade and a minimum age of 21 for drivers. The driver of the pickup truck last year was only 20 years old. You will be able to watch this year's parade live right here on WREL. It will be Saturday, November 18th, starting at 9 a.m. This will be the 50th year of broadcasting the live parade on WREL.
A groundbreaking on new affordable housing units is happening today in Durham. The Hardy Street Apartments will open in early 2025. There will be over 130 units that are one, two, and three-bedroom apartments. There will also be walking paths around the complex and play areas.
New crash tests from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety show several models of popular minivans may not properly protect your child. The updated tests placed a crash test dummy the size of a 12-year-old child in the second row behind the driver. The test found the risk of death is higher for belted passengers in that row than it is for people in the front seats.
And it's not that the rear seat has gotten less safe over time. It's that the front seat has gotten so much safer by comparison. Many consumers choose minivans specifically to transport their families. So it's disappointing that the automakers haven't focused more attention on backseat safety in this vehicle class.
The Chrysler Pacifica, Kia Carnival, and Toyota Sienna received marginal safety ratings in this test. And the Honda Odyssey was rated poor. These ratings do not change the recommendation that children under 13 should sit properly restrained in the rear seat.
A new study finds millions of people have gotten pelvic exams without their consent while under anesthesia for surgery. Doctors and medical students who spoke to NBC News say the practice has been around for a while. They say it can be a key part of a doctoral resident's training and is easy to perform during a gynecological surgery. Some doctors say general consent is given before going into the operating room, so the pelvis doesn't need to be treated differently, but others disagree.
If you ask a patient how they feel and whether they would want to know if a student was doing an exam, patients overwhelmingly say, yes, this is different.
The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists says consent is required for any exam that is performed solely for teaching purposes.
Tickets for the Triangle's newest walkthrough holiday light event go on sale this morning. The DBAP will be transforming into Woolly Bull's Winter Wonderland, bringing joy and holiday fun to families and friends across the viewing area. It all happens November 22nd through New Year's Eve. You can enjoy shopping, get your picture with Santa, or take a ride on the holiday train. You can purchase tickets starting at 10 a.m. today. Visit WRAL.com, enter Wonderland in the search bar to learn more.
Be sure to watch our Tar Heel Traveler special tonight at 7:30. Scott Mason and Sean Braswell take us up and down the coast, featuring our state's many lighthouses. They tell fascinating stories of the structures that have dotted our coast for centuries.
It is 4:48 and another pleasant start to our Wednesday morning. We are on a roll this week, Elizabeth.
Such pretty weather. So nice to have this finally. You know, we started off the month of September really hot. We had a couple of days in the triple digits, and we've really settled into a lovely pattern. So live look at downtown Raleigh. It is a little cloudy this morning, more so than yesterday, but those clouds should break up by lunchtime. 63, our temperature, our dew points at 58, so feeling good out there. Temperatures climb into the mid-70s by lunchtime, so just like yesterday, it's going to feel nice outside pretty much all day. It's 55 right now in Roxborough, 57 in Southern Pines, but 63 in Fayetteville, and 60 in Rocky Mount. That's a little bit warmer than it was this time yesterday, anywhere from very little change down to the south to 5 or 6 degrees warmer around the Triangle area. Around town today, just like yesterday, looking at 84 in Raleigh, 83 Durham, 84 degrees in Fayetteville. So it's a nice warm afternoon. I'm great for getting out. I love this. This is over at the North Carolina State Farmers Market. I love their pumpkin stacks there. That's from the LNC Pumpkin Patch. So send us your weather watcher photos. You know, this time of year, we tend to, you know, have so many great things happening around the area. Send those to our WRAL weather Facebook page. 82 is our normal high, and we'll see mid-80s today and tomorrow. And then the changes are still in play over the weekend. Temperatures turning cooler. We have the potential for a tropical system to develop. It's a low chance that it becomes tropical, but that doesn't really make that much difference. We're still going to see the low moving in, and we have the chance for some rain and wind with this low, whether it's tropical or not. By 6 p.m. on Friday, we're looking at rain spreading across most of the area. That may start as early as around lunchtime or into the early afternoon, depending on how far east you are. And then by Saturday at 6 p.m., we're still seeing some showers, but it starts to move northward. That's the new thing with our models this morning. They're in good agreement with pulling this out really quickly on Sunday. So it looks like Sunday is trending a good bit drier. So the weekend as a whole is not a total loss. Here's a look at the rainfall that we'll likely see on Saturday, that we could end up seeing anywhere from a half an inch to an inch around the Triangle, and some slightly higher numbers, especially the farther east you go. Where those highest totals set up will be somewhere along the I-95 corridor, where we could see over 2 inches. It's also going to be windy. We'll see winds gusting 30 to 35 miles per hour during the day on Saturday. Not enough to do a lot of damage, but definitely enough to notice that it's windy. So here's a look at the weekend. Friday, we have a chance of rain in the afternoon, starting to see some of those gusts up to 35 miles per hour. That low sticks around Saturday with rain on and off and cool temperatures. We'll see a high of just 70, and then it pulls away from us on Sunday, and we'll start to see some improvement. Benson Mule Days is this weekend. Tomorrow looks great with partly cloudy skies and 84 degrees, but some rain later on Friday and for most of Saturday, and then Sunday maybe on the cloudier side. Temperatures still on the cool side, but it does look drier. If you do have outdoor plans, you're looking at Saturday versus Sunday. Sunday definitely looks driest.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Up next, a family forced to jump to safety, including an infant and toddlers, after their houseboat caught on fire. The drama was all caught on camera.
Plus, Raleigh tops the chart for a certain type of job. We'll explain what that is and the other cities included across the country. A family is safe this morning after escaping their houseboat that burst into flames. They were forced to jump in the lake, including a two-month-old baby, as well as toddlers. Take a look at this incredible video. You can see that thick black smoke filling the air. Folks on other boats were passing by when they saw this on Lake Powell, right between Utah and Arizona. The family sat helpless in the water until the group of Good Samaritans came to their rescue. Luckily, no one was hurt. That was an inferno in the back of the boat.
There were about 30 people on board. Everybody had to jump off, and they'd only been riding on it for about 45 minutes or so. Heard that engine explode. Amazing. They got out of there.
Glad they're all okay.
Quick reminder for those of you in Cumberland County, the headquarters library in Fayetteville is going to be closed today. We're told the staff there is going to rearrange several collections to provide a better overall experience for visitors. This work is expected to last through Sunday.
If you're looking for a new job or you need a second one, you may want to check with Amazon. The online retail giant is hiring 250,000 employees ahead of the holiday season. This is for full-time, part-time, and seasonal fulfillment center and transportation roles across the country. Hourly wages for those roles range between $17 and $28 an hour. Some locations will also include sign-on bonuses between $1,000 and $3,000. Amazon says warehouse and delivery employees will now make $20.50 an hour on average. That's up from $19 an hour.
There's new research out that shows Raleigh is one of the cities in the U.S. with the most remote workers. An American Community survey shows the top five cities with the largest amount of people working from home are all tech hubs, including Raleigh, Boulder, Austin, San Francisco, and Seattle. Census data also shows the share of people who work remotely has tripled nationwide and in Raleigh since before the pandemic. Coming up next at 5, campus concerns across North Carolina in the wake of recent incidents, including a deadly shooting at UNC. How officials plan to address the issues and support students' mental health.
Plus, football fights sparking across the NFL as a new season gets underway, one of which that has led to a man's death. A witness describes the scary moments.
And the 82nd Airborne Chorus leaves America in awe with its stunning performance on NBC's America's Got Talent. We're looking at that great moment ahead as fans lock in their votes.
I am enough, I can make anywhere home. My fingers are clenched, my stomach's in ice. My heart, it is racing, but afraid I am not.